From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Well, we know where all that joyless stuff you've been Marie Kondoing out of your homes is going. Thrift stores. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe from KCUR reports.
Even before the new year, Beth Kapp had been thinking about clearing the clutter in her Kansas City, Missouri home. Just the thought of the holidays was making her anxious. The single mom with two kids knew they'd get presents, which meant even more stuff.
Then after the holidays, I was watching on Netflix The Show, and it was really interesting to see her process because I knew there were things I needed to do, but I didn't really know where to start.
That show was Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, which premiered on Netflix this year. Kondo enters people's homes and teaches them her method of organizing.
Hello, I'm Marie Kondo. My mission is...
Kondo encourages people to keep only things that speak to the heart and to discard items that no longer spark joy. That advice may have led to a spike in donations at thrift stores and resale shops like this Goodwill in Kansas City.
This is where we receive and separate our donations. So let's go to the donation door and talk about what we do when the customers pull up.
Keisha Gracious is a manager here. This year, they've seen a 14% increase in donations over last year.
So we're not sure if the uptick is totally to do with the Marie Kondo show. Generally, at this time of year, we do have an uptick in our donations.
Nationally, a Goodwill representative says stores are reporting a 10 to 20% increase in donations, and some of that is attributed to the Marie Kondo show. Beth Kapp has been working on Kondoizing her home for a couple months now.
I really like my house more, and I feel more relaxed and more peaceful, knowing where things go and being able to find them.
But it's not all a boon for the resale business. Adele Meyer, executive director of the Association of Resale Professionals, says lots of the stuff that's been donated is older because people haven't regularly cleaned out their homes. So it's costing some stores to have that junk recycled. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.